Hi guys, how y'all doing? Welcome to Scripted Voices. In today's episode, we will be narrating Controversial. Sit tight, relax, grab a coffee, and enjoy.
Hi, I'm Blanche, and I picked the wrong day to play hero. My boyfriend and I are non-believers. All that high power and mighty stuff, that ain't us. I'd start from the beginning, but this is a controversy, so we are going backwards in time. On a regular October morning, Hythe and I rushed to the nearest gaming store and bought our first GTA 6 released for PS5. We were so excited after waiting a decade, goddammit. We decided to play the game the next morning. After our little meal prep that we usually do every weekend, we got some shut eye. I couldn't sleep. Ignoring the fact that I have insomnia, my throat was dry for no apparent reason. I got out of bed for a glass of milk to soothe my throat when I heard a noise coming from the gaming room. I walked in and saw Hythe. He was playing GTA 6 without me. I turned on the lights and scoffed. I thought we were going to play together. I'm sorry, Blanche. Curiosity got the best of me. He defended. I walked forth and sat on his lap as I sipped my warm milk. Want some? I asked. He politely shook his head and paused the game. I bit my lip and asked, so what did I miss? Why don't you see for yourself? He pointed at the female protagonist. That bulge I'm feeling better be because of me, I said sternly. Of course, he insisted. This game is going to drain millions of male souls, he said. Whatever do you mean? I asked. What would a regular dude do after seeing a fictitious curvy woman on the screen? A guy who doesn't give a damn about his energy, he asked. Fuck the screen? I shrugged, chuckled. That's not all. Look closely. All these women are either very attractive or very beautiful. Call me crazy. But I think this is meant to emasculate the male population. Glaring at a fictitious girl on a screen for an eternity can cause detachment from reality, lose sense of the world, an interest in real women. We are the target, not you. Us. So, what are you saying, babe? I asked, rather frightened. I'm saying I'd rather have sex with you than a woman on the screen from a game that I'll never meet. He kissed me, and that's when I realized my boyfriend is a fucking genius. And we never really played the game, or did we?
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked the story. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe for a shout out, and follow for more juicy episodes. See you in the next one. Bye.